From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast today. Some showers in the forecast with a high near 64. Tonight, showers likely and 48 for low. And showers staying with us for most of the week. Tomorrow, chance of showers in 64. Wednesday, partly sunny in 66. And Thursday, chance of showers and 62 degrees. 51 degrees now. KQEN news time is 8:31.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Aaron Maidlow is a nutrition educator for Oregon State University in Douglas County. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
So you have something you're involved with, farm to school and school garden grants, helping out Oregon school lunches. Tell us more.
We do. Oregon Department of Education had $15 million this year that our legislators set aside for us. So there are two parts to it. There's a procurement side and there's an education side. So the procurement side has non-competitive grants, which go towards sourcing local products for school meals. So each school gets a little extra money to purchase local products for their school meals. And in Douglas County, I know we've been getting a lot of blueberries from some local farms. Kyle Micken's been doing an excellent job of sourcing any local ingredients he can. And then some other schools, Oakland Elementary has been getting some local products from Laney Farms. And one of our SNAP-Ed educators has been helping prepare those and serve them to kids too. And then we have the education side. So this year we had, the education side is really competitive and there were two rounds. So in the second round, we had Phoenix School, Douglas High School, OSU Extension, and then Thriving Waters and Blue Zone partnered together. And we got about $140,000 worth of grants awarded to Douglas County to go towards our education and schools.
Wow. And that's a good amount. Talk about what that money's going to go for.
Yeah, so the money will go towards several different things. It's going to work with about 4,000 youth in schools, and then at the farmer's market, too. So I'll start at the farmer's market since that's coming up soon. On June 6th, things are a little bit different this year, and we normally do a Food Hero at the Farmer's Market program where we have activities each week, and the families can come to our booth, and they sample a product, and they get a newsletter, and then they get two coupons, tickets to use towards any fruits and vegetables at the farmer's market. And right now our farmer's market, due to the COVID situation, is encouraging kids to stay home. So we're getting creative like everyone else. And starting June 6th, we're going to put sort of kits together that families can pick up at the farmer's market. And we're going to feature a local farmer each week. So, wow. So each farmer will buy products from them and then put them in the bag and the families can take them home and prepare those foods.
I know for kids when they're younger, you know, they like what they like and they don't necessarily think about where it comes from. And then there's this transformation, this sparkle in their eyes when they realize that the food they're eating is coming from that farm over there.
Right. Yeah. So a big part of the farm to school grants for the school year are field trips. So with the education in schools, they use school gardens, and most of the schools, I think all of the schools that we're working with, have a school garden. So the kids get to participate in growing their own food, but they also get to visit local farms or businesses that have something to do with agriculture. So it boosts the agricultural community, and then it boosts kids' interest in knowing where their food comes from, and then by knowing that and helping grow their own food, they tend to eat more. Usually when we have kids in the garden at schools, they're really eager to pull out carrots straight from the ground and eat them or pull those radishes right out or try raw kale directly from the garden. So, yeah, it's a really great program that we see a lot of kids trying new foods that way.
How many schools around the area actually have gardens on their school campus?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're growing each year, and we've grown a lot in recent years. So I know there's at least, I'm going to say at least 10 in Douglas County, but I know there's a lot more than that. There's actually a map on the Oregon Department of Education Farm to School page with all the schools throughout the state of Oregon. And I think that says there's about 750, but we know there are a lot more than that just haven't been accounted for yet.
Wow. Well, obviously in recent years, and really it seemed like a lot of it started with the recession in 08-09, there have been an increased interest by both adults and by restaurants, places like that, with getting connected and getting food that is being produced, grown closer to home.
Yes, definitely. There's tons of benefits to it. We know the transportation, you know, it's always better to get your blueberries from Douglas County than it is for them to have to travel from South America. And, you know, all that travel time reduces the freshness of them. So, and we also want to boost our local economy. So buying local always helps with that.
And you think about it when, and this happened to me a couple of years ago, there was a particular vegetable I was looking for, and I was at one of the food stands, and I asked about it, and they looked at me and they said, that's not going to be in season for about 2 more months. And I said, well, I thought I saw it somewhere. And they said, well, yeah, if you did, it's frozen and it came from, you know, many, many states away.
Yeah, so learning how to prepare what's in season is a big part of purchasing local ingredients too. And so the farmers market program is really good for that because we're giving families, you know, everything they're getting is what's in season, and we give them a newsletter with it. So it encourages them to try new recipes that they may not have tried before, but also know what's in season because those are still going to be the freshest vegetables they can get.
So tell us more about what you do as a nutrition educator.
As a nutrition educator, I go into classrooms throughout the county, and we have several nutrition educators at OSU Extension. So we teach curriculum based on gardening and based on My Plate. We do exercises with the kids. We do food samples. We work with the cafeteria and do school-wide food sampling, too, so they get to try a new food. We teach them what vitamins and nutrients are in each food group and why those are essential and why it's important to have a variety of different food groups with every meal instead of, you know, picking your favorite vegetable and only eating that one forever.
How did you get into this line of teaching nutrition education?
I actually worked with the Boys and Girls Club several years ago in Indiana and did. I developed my own program there, and they had a community garden. So we used that community garden and grew produce and gave it to the Boys and Girls Club participants. And then when I moved to Oregon, I had a strong interest in the farm to school program. And I started doing an AmeriCorps position in Douglas County in Roseburg at Phoenix School, actually, which is one of the schools that got this farm to school grant. So just connecting school gardens, it's pretty natural to connect garden education with nutrition. So it just kind of snowballed into where I am today.
So anything else people ought to know about this farm to school program and the school garden grants?
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. Douglas County has never gotten this big of an award before. We're going to be at Glide Elementary, Fremont Middle School, Camas Valley Charter School, which is a K-12, so that's pretty exciting. And then Fir Grove Elementary, Winchester, and Green, and then Douglas High School and Phoenix also. So it's reaching a ton of schools in our county, and we hope to branch out in the future and reach even more schools. we're just really excited to get this going. The school garden, the Douglas County School Garden Hub page, has had several community members reach out this weekend and donate supplies for our school garden. So we're super thrilled about that. And hope that support keeps going.
Wow. Erin Maidlow, nutrition educator, Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.